Hey, it's Russ Boris. With Dave Gahan and Soul Savers back with a new album, we headed to MSR Studios for an exclusive FUV live performance. Putting Gahan's voice in an intimate space like that one was an amazing contrast to the arenas he's used to playing in with Depeche Mode. Those in the audience were treated to the soulful and spiritual vibes that run through the new record, Angels and Ghosts. The album brings out the best in the human spirit, leaving one comforted by the struggles of the everyday, feeling like there's hope in the quest for something better. Performing songs from both of their albums together, it's Dave Gahan and Soul Savers.
Well, hello. head, always vacant. I've been down before, I need replacement. Who knows just where the end is? Who cares what you're defending? You want from me, I can't be, no, what you want me to be. See her eyes, there's no mistaking. She knows just where the end is. She says, just stop pretending. I can't see what you want from me. I can't. To be
too loud. You all right? One hand in my pocket, one foot in the grave, standing here waiting to be saved. This will be the last time, scratching my patience away. Oh no,
Just take your time here, take it slow. Oh no, take your time here, take it slow. Have you ever followed Jesus? He lives downtown L.A. Yeah, he's coming. Oh, he'll be here. It's where he prays. This will be my last time scratching and tapping my troubles away. Oh no, just take your time here, take it slow. Oh no, take your time here, take it slow. I say goodbye. Time, you know, will just pass you by. This will be my last
Dave Gahan and Soul Savers live on WFUV. Give it up. Beautiful. Really beautiful. So this is your second collaboration together. What was a little bit different about this record than the last one?
Not much. Well, it was just a continuation, really. Rich and I carried on.
Come over here. Get over here.
This is Rich Machin.
Get that man a microphone.
And he's going to say a few words.
Hello. We just carried on, really, from working with what we were doing before. We got some stuff that we'd not finished up last time that we'd started writing on. You know, so we just kind of picked up with that, really, and took it from there.
Did you go in trying to make this sound more of a live record? Because it does. I know we're sitting here talking about live music, and Dave referenced that earlier, but it does feel like a live performance.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we didn't try to do anything in this record, which is why I feel it works a little bit. You know, like it just kind of happened. But at that time, you know, I was listening to a lot of older records, like Ray Charles and people like that, and that was the kind of recording techniques that they used. You know, they just set some mics up and play. Didn't want it to be too kind of electronic and, you know, going through fixing everything. You know, mistakes are real life, and we wanted to leave that human element in a record, which I think is a lot lacking a lot at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And I think as well, Rich and I, we're both very much into sort of trying to create space in music. You know, some of the music that we've enjoyed listening to over the years, some of the best stuff, you know, it's always full of air. And it's in that kind of those little spaces where you find there's these magical moments, you know, when instruments and great musicians like these.
Yeah, we can applaud. That's all right.
Come together. And you know, we've been rehearsing for a few days before we did a show in LA. And over the 3 days that we were kind of working together, and finally with TJ and Wendy and Janet coming in for the last day, it just all fell into place. Like, it was... we couldn't really ask for more as well in terms of the musicians on this record. It's like, to get that to happen, you know, I've got to give a lot of credit to Rich pulling that all together. But the writing process is very much, you know, I respond to what Rich gives me. And it might be a guitar line or an organ line or something that's put in an atmosphere that I just react to. And what I try and do is get out of the way of my own ideas and just try and allow whatever is really flowing through me or these stuff, you know, we don't know where it comes from really, but if I get quiet, it's like I can get out of the way and I think kind of words start to appear. A lot of it's very visual to me. It's like things start to appear, you know. It's hard to explain.
So you'd hear a part that Rich would lay down, and then, you know, you'd have an idea that would pop in your head based off of that?
Yeah, and sometimes I have an idea in my head that I don't know what to do with. And then hearing something, Shine kind of happened like that. I had this melody in my head and a few words and stuff that I just kept feeling, primarily around the word shine and how I see the world. And when Rich sent me this sort of guitar line, I was like, oh yeah, that's went into my, you know, somewhere into my brain and found it.
There definitely seems to be this openness, you know, you mentioned the airy, you know, quality to it, that there's likely not a timetable on this. At least that's how I'm hearing it. I hear it as a record that is, you know, breathing and it kind of evolved, that you didn't have to be on kind of strict schedule in order to record these songs. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's accurate. We just write and the record starts to appear, basically. I mean, it's true to say we don't really talk about it a lot, but it's one of those things that, you know, this... It doesn't happen often in music. I've been sort of making music with a lot of guys, the same guys, for many years, as some of you might know. And, you know, we'll continue to do that. But over the years, different people have become very involved in that music too and have changed the feel of that music. And it's really, you know, it's who you work with. It's who you put around you. You've got to put great people around you. You can have all the great ideas in the world, but if you don't have a group of people around you that are kind of on the same page with that, and you can't make that happen. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it don't, and you can slog away at a record for 6 months, but if the people aren't right, it's not going to sound right. I've been very fortunate, you know, over the years to people to come into my life as well as people like Martin, of course, Martin Gore, primarily teaching me everything about, you know, about what I do. We're together, we kind of grew up together making music, and then in the last 15 years I've been introduced to different people and found myself making music with them. So it's difficult to explain, but when it feels magical, you leave it alone. You don't try and push it in any particular direction. And if the songs are there, and that was the one thing that we were both in tune about, was like these songs had to all work together and they had to have a flow, like an album, you know, an album used to be listened to, you know, our music used to be listened to, and it's not listened to like that so much anymore. This is an album that you put on and you you get up and after all of this and nothing, you turn it over and you put the next side on. You know?
But, there's emotion there in the listener, whether it's the light and dark contrast. Like, it makes you feel something when you're listening to this. Did you look at things differently than maybe you've written in the past?
Not really. It's just, over the last, 10 years or something, there's been a change in the way I feel about using my voice. And I've sort of given myself permission to go places I haven't been before. I can't really explain it better than that. And from that, I feel a sense of actual belonging. Like when things come out of my mouth, and I don't really know why they do, but it makes me feel part of something.
Well, there's a spirituality to this music, for sure, that makes it feel like it's welcoming in that way.
Cool.
All right, how about some more live songs?
Yeah.
Dave Gahan and Soul Savers from
MSR Studios.
It was
getting a little uncomfortable, wasn't it? That's my thing.
Came to me with open arms to take away my fears. I took you in and you stayed a while. You lived with me right here. You told me to believe in something that's true. Like the mountains and the deep blue ocean, so much bigger than you. You said, just try. Come on, just try. Lord, just try. Just try. Just try. I offered you a place to stay, somewhere to rest your head. Lord knows I need you here, and there was something you said. You'll have to believe in something bigger than you. Like the great wide open spaces, there's religion too. You said, just try. Come on, just try. Lord, just try. Just let me sleep.
Just try.
Thank you.
First time you gave me freedom, for the first time I felt free. As long as you were right with me here, there's nothing else that I would need. Take me back there. Take me back home, please. No, I can't go in there. Take me back home.
Home,
home,
home
is where I wanna be. I was a fool before I met you. Only fools find it hard to believe.
Oh, yeah.
You just might be my only savior. Back there. Take me back home, please. No, I can't go in there. Take me back home.
Home,
home,
home
is where I wanna be. Stumbling misses and all your wonderful kisses. That's where I want to be. That's just me. You take me back there. Take me back home. Take me back home.
Home,
home,
home
is where I wanna be. Home,
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 home
is where I wanna be now. Where I wanna be now. Home,
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 home
is where I wanna be. Home,
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 home
is where I wanna be now. Can you feel me coming? Open the door, it's only me. I have that desperate feeling. Trouble is where I'm going to be. I know you hear me knocking, so open the door and set me free. If there's a kingdom beyond it all, is there a God who loves us all? Do you believe in love alone? I'm still pretending I'm not a fool. Infinite wisdom, show me how this life should be. With all your blood and glory, it doesn't mean that much to me. If there's a kingdom beyond it all, is there a God who loves us all? Do you believe in love and all? I'm still pretending I'm not.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dave Gahan and Soul Savers in an FUV live performance from MSR Studios. Thanks to our photo and video team of Jim O'Hara, Nick D'Agostino, Sabrina Sitton, Brenna Keeley, and Gus Philippus. Producer Sarah Wardrop, FUV Live executive producer Rita Houston, all at Columbia Records and MSR Studios. Our WFUV marquee members, and big thanks again to Dave Gahan and Soul Savers. Check out more exclusive performances in the FUV vault at WFUV.org. I'm Russ Boris for 90.7 WFUV in New York.